Posebno u ovom dobu kada.
So anyone who comes to the process of devotional service is considered to be very, very special.
Vrlo, vrlo posebno.
Very, very special.
Vrlo, vrlo posebno.
And we don't know who's who either.
Ko je ko.
In spiritual life, sometimes
životu,
we say, oh, this is a neophyte devotee, this is a more advanced devotee,
napredni,
and then there's a more advanced devotee.
Još napredni,
and we discriminate in order for interaction.
Različi.
In our
da bismo
spiritual
mogli
life.
Se
but still, we should treat
drugim.
Each devotee with
gledati,
respect and regard according to their position. And never minimize or
we
say offend a devotee. Because sometimes a person comes into Krishna consciousness and they're brand new, but they may have executed Krishna consciousness in previous lifetimes. And they may be more advanced than someone who's been practicing for 20 years in their spiritual life. So we can't really tell who's advanced and who's not. And from that perspective, therefore we make distinctions in order to carry on our social and spiritual practices, but at the same time we give all devotees respect and regard in that sense. Never offend a devotee. There are five types of offenses. Offenses to the holy name, offenses to the holy down, offenses to the process of Krishna consciousness, there's offenses to holy name, holy down, offenses to the deity, and then also offenses to the Vaishnava. And out of all the five categories of offenses, offenses to the Vaishnava is the most devastating on one's spiritual life.
Opasnije,
we have to be very, very careful in dealing with other devotees. Kindness, humility,
ljubaznost, poniznost,
desire to
želja da
associate
se družimo,
with Krishna in the center,
sa Krishnom
to inspire
centru,
each other
da inspiriramo jedne druge u duhovnom životu,
and develop relationships
i
based on
odnose
koji
se temelje na prakticiranju svjesnosti Krishna.
As long as we can remain free from offenses,
smo slobodni od uvrede,
then we can make very fast
možemo napredovati vrlo brzo.
Offenses are the things that slow down and sometimes even stop
stvari koje
and force us to go away from association of
devotees.
So we have to be very careful in that
zbog toga trebamo biti jako oprezni.
This is a whole seminar in itself, a devotee association.
Naravno, to je samo po sebi
but it's the essence of our Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasizes two points in his life, and that is chanting the holy name and association of devotees. These are the main topics throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita. We find these two things. So it's important. So we have to practice that process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees with the desire to purify our hearts
and
come to the platform of at least freeing ourselves from the anarthas. Rupa Goswami explains that there are nine steps in spiritual life. First, one has a little faith. And from faith we associate with devotees, and then by association with devotees we somehow or other desire to become Krishna conscious, so we take the process seriously and we take shelter of a spiritual master and become initiated and work under the guidance of the spiritual master. That's three steps. The fourth step is by that cultivation of Krishna consciousness under the direction of the spiritual master, then the desires, the attachments, the anarthas within our heart gradually go. And when most, but not all, of our attachments and desires are free, then one becomes steady in spiritual life. And when we become steady, then one develops a taste. It becomes sweet. It becomes like something we do with great relish and great enjoyment.
dakle, sa velikim užitkom prakticiramo proces.
Then we actually become attached to Krishna.
A kada te taj ukus intenzivira
just like we are attached
dalje,
to things
onda postajemo vezani za
persons in this world,
kao što smo
vezani
za stvari i osobe, u ovom svijetu tako razvijemo vrlo snažnu vezanu za Krišnu. Ne možemo misliti ni na što drugo do kako služiti Krišnu. Ne možemo misliti ni na što drugo do na Krišnu. Na različitim načinima.
We become disturbed if that attachment is interfered to with in some one way or another.
Da,
so through that attachment, then the preliminary stage of love of God develops.
We actually develop an affection for Krishna.
We develop a genuine, heartfelt affection for Krishna. And then ultimately, when that becomes intensified, we actually develop love of God.
Onda dolazimo
so
do ljubavi prema Bogu.
Steps.
To su devet stupnjeva.
Explains,
Rupa Goswami objašnjava vjera,
association,
druženje,
bhajana kriya, taking initiation, anartha nivritti,
nishta,
ruchi, ashakti, and then bhava, and then ultimately
bhava, prema. Konačno.
And by following the process,
Rupa
Goswami says,
Rupa
carefully,
Goswami kaže,
this is guaranteed.
Uspjeh je zagarantiran.
The stage of developing pure love.
Da,
because let you sit a Krishna prema sevu kabunai, shravanari siri chitti kuriye udoy. Every living entity has within their heart pure love for Krishna. Pure love for Krishna is our natural constitutional position. But it's covered over by our association with matter and our identification with this material body. It takes time.
I zbog toga je potrebno vrijeme.
So enthusiasm, determination, patience, execution of the process, avoiding the association of those persons who are against the principles of devotional service. If we associate with persons who dampen our enthusiasm, somehow or other speak against our what we feel is very dear to us in our practice of spiritual life,
then
that association contaminates the consciousness and we can lose our enthusiasm in devotional service. Association is very, very powerful, whether it's negative or positive. Negative association gradually reawakens our desires for material life, and positive association, devotee association, reawakens our natural attachment for Krishna. So association is so important. And of course, we were speaking the first day that I know many of you are living as grihasthas, you have jobs, families, responsibilities like that. How to associate?
Kako se družiti?
Then, of course, we have to make our family members Krishna conscious.
That's
essential. And then, of course, associate with other grihasthas accordingly. And try to develop relationships with devotees on a deeper level. And with those who are non-devotees, sometimes we have to associate in the material world with persons who are involved with our job or other activities. We don't develop deep relationships with these persons because there will be always difficulties in that relationship. So therefore we may have a friendly, superficial type of relationship.
We
can just be friendly but not deep. Deep comes with developing our relationships with devotees. Otherwise our heart will be hurt by accepting persons who are non-devotees in a deep relationship.
It will hurt
our Krishna consciousness. So association is very, very essential. And of course, coming together, especially this Pula camp, this yatra, is a wonderful way to again to reawaken our association with devotees, the joy of that association. We know if we can be away from all of our responsibilities and just come together and hear and chant the glories of the Lord, hear the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, get renewed in our spiritual life, and then when we go back out, we can take that with us.
I ponijeti to iskustvo sa sobom.
Carry it with us.
Nadajmo se da ćemo to moći nositi sa sobom iz dana u dan, da nas to inspirirati da ojačamo našu odlučnost da postanemo svjesni Krišne, našu
riješenost. To je bitno. Naravno, trebamo odlaziti u temple. Of course, those of you live in temples, In that sense, there is an advantage, but whether you live inside or outside, spiritual life is available. If you live outside the temple, you have to make your own arrangement, and that means you have to create that environment within your home. You have to make your home a temple. Spiritual life or grihastha life means to make your home a place of spiritual cultivation, not simply a place to live, not simply a place to execute our duties in household life, but it has to be, that's why we say grihastha ashram. Ashram means cultivation of spiritual life. So we were explaining, chant the holy names of the Lord and worship the deity. Deity worship for grihasthas is essential in order to practice spiritual life in that atmosphere. Krishna comes in the form of his deity. The deity actually becomes a family member. We dress him, we feed him, we wake him up, put him to sleep, and we worship him in so many ways. We actually can focus our consciousness on Krishna. In one sense, this is an advantage. Having Krishna in your own home as the form of the deity, because in that way, Krishna is always there. And we don't have to go anyplace. But we have to cultivate that right mood and attitude in our relationship with Krishna. And of course, chanting Hare Krishna purifies the consciousness so we can understand Krishna in the form of the deity. So association with devotees, cultivating the holy name, worship of the deity, and then whenever it's possible, try to do some devotional service. In other words, come to a temple, offer some service, open your home to devotees, have programs in your home. This is one way of doing nice seva. We understand how will Krishna's consciousness, Lord Chaitanya said in every town and village, Krishna consciousness will be there. How will it spread? Does it mean that everyone is going to join a temple?
No.
It's not practical or possible. So then we have to make the temple our home. So the actual spreading of Krishna consciousness means to make each household unit a place of spiritual practice along with our material responsibilities. That's how Krishna consciousness will spread out. Okay, these are some principles. I was thinking of taking some questions during this seminar because there is that concern about no time for questions. So maybe I can stop here and we can have time for a few questions. Is that okay or should I speak more? Is there any questions or comments at this point? Do we have a microphone? Yeah.
My question is that you mentioned that if we have the deity of the Lord in our home, that we not need to go any other places. And there is one principle that we have to see the deity at home as the expansion of the temple. And in which sense we don't need to go anywhere?
No, sometimes it's not practical. We should try to go to the temple whenever possible. But you have to understand that in household life, with responsibilities, with job and family, it's not always possible to go to a temple every day. Although that's ideal. And if one can do that, and still be able to carry on the responsibilities. Because if you enter into a grihastha ashram, you have to fulfill the responsibilities of being a good grihastha. You can't enter into that ashram and then neglect the responsibilities. So sometimes there is a need for making an economic arrangement. There is job, there is taking care of children, children have to grow up.
koji moraju odrasti.
They have needs and responsibilities, and there's a lot of time involved.
So we find that grihasthas,
because they can't find that type of facility within the temple, they need to go outside and do that.
Pošto nemaju mogućnosti da žive u hramu, onda oni moraju ići van da bi živjeli.
Things you have to do within your own environment.
I sada da biste ostali svjesni Krišne, morate neke stvari raditi u vlastitoj okruženju.
And that is, i to je, the deity should be there.
I zato božanstvo treba biti tu. Gornje taj božanstvo nije vrlo teško
to practice
praktisirati obožavanje
of the Lord in the form of Gornje
taj, because
there's not much requirement. You can just simply chant and dance in front of the deities every day. Have a little kirtan, offer a little incense and some flour, and that's fine. We worship Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda through Harinam
Sankirtan.
Now, ideally, that's nice. There used to be this thing that if you lived outside the temple, you were in Maya, and only the persons who were in the temple, they are Krishna conscious.
No,
that's not our philosophy. Our philosophy is that if you... Krishna consciousness means purification of the heart.
So
you have to follow the process, whether you're inside the temple or outside. I know devotees who are outside the temple that are more Krishna conscious than devotees inside the temple.
So that's,
it's not inside or outside. There's an advantage of being inside.
Razlike,
the advantage is you have more opportunity to get the mercy of the process.
Procesa.
If you're outside, you
ali
have to make
izvana,
a greater endeavor
se više
to facilitate Krishna's mercy by making
da bi se
that arrangement.
Milost. Na taj način
so
ne,
why should we neglect making an arrangement when the option is that, I can't do it anyway, so why should I do anything? So better to...
Bolje
for those who live outside,
za oni koji žive izvan hrama,
it's more of a struggle, but there's certain things that make
borba,
that struggle lessened, and that is, these are the simple principles.
Chant Hare Krishna,
worship the Lord within your home, give up the association with non-devotees, give up the idea that I am the enjoyer, make my home a place of spiritual cultivation, and offer some service whenever possible. If one follows them, then they can be Krishna conscious even within their environment.
But
the temples are there, and whenever possible, come to the temples, take association with devotees, see the deities, associate with the process to whatever degree, and then go back and live accordingly to your responsibilities. And there are different programs we can institute in order to facilitate that.
So,
It's not that we replace the deity in the temple with another deity and then we have no regard for the temple deity. No, it's not like that. Whenever possible, come and see the deity in the temple. But I've seen over the years that we force persons, we say, if you come to the temple or you're in Maya. And so they say, well, I'm in, I can't do it, so therefore I'm in Maya, so I won't come.
But
that's not our process. Our process is to become Krishna conscious wherever we are. Temples are advantage, no question about it. Prabhupada said, I established these temples as an opportunity for devotees to associate together and develop relationships and practice Krishna consciousness.
So
we should take advantage of these temples. But at the same time, you can't say that, well, if a person doesn't come to the temple,
osoba ne dolazi u hram,
what should they do? Well, make your home a temple.
Ne mogu dolaziti u hram. Šta da radim? Pa učini svoj dom hram.
And then, you know, sometimes when people come into their home who are non-devotees, then you can preach to them also.
Kad u vaš dom dođu abakte, također im možete propovijedati.
Like that. Is that a little bit closer to the answer you wanted?
Da li to je i blizu odgovor na tvoje pitanje?
We have to see what we... The idea is to become Krishna conscious. Somehow. If our material life is pulling away from Krishna conscious, we have to adjust it to make Krishna conscious our prime duty in life. And if we're practicing Krishna consciousness in the temple, and we're not making any spiritual progress, And we also have to adjust there and see how we need to do in temple. Ako živimo u hramu i ne možemo napraviti nikakav
napredak, onda to također treba napraviti neku prilagodbu.
Prabhupada gave the example. Someone asked him, what's the difference between practicing Krishna consciousness inside the temple and outside the temple? And Prabhupada gave the analogy. He used an example that if you're in the stock exchange and you're trading stocks and bonds, then there's the main stock exchange where everyone comes together and they're trading all day and all night. So trading is going on and you get so much opportunities for trading. So that's like being in the temple. But you're living outside the temple, so maybe you have a stock broker and you trade every once in a while. So the frequency of our opportunities in practicing spiritual life is better in the temple, but still it's available outside, but not in a lesser way, but therefore we have to do what's necessary in order to facilitate
that.
Inside or outside, become Krishna conscious.
Jednostavno postanete svjesni Krishna.
Another question?
Drugo pitanje?
I guess everybody took time and filled up the magic box.
Nadam se da su svi.
The box is all full of questions. Yes.
Devotee who is trying to advance and at the same time
pokušava napredovati.
Being successful by material standards, like businessman or something.
Je uspješan na materijalnom planu.
He notices that there's less and less time for spiritual life because sometimes you have to work 12, 14 hours a day.
Je uspješan na materijalnom planu. Would you recommend sve manje some change? Vremena za duhovni život. Da li bi ti preporučio neku promjenu?
Well, we have to see if we're actually making progress in Krishna consciousness. How do you understand whether you're making progress when you're becoming more attached to Krishna and less attached to material life?
Više smo vezani za Krishna, manje za materijalni
život. Doing our material responsibilities in grihastha life is described as a necessary burden. We don't want to do it. We don't find pleasure in it. Our happiness comes in our practice of devotional service. But by accepting that ashram, there's certain responsibilities.
So
the principle of execution Krishna consciousness effectively is simplicity. And even in our grihastha ashram, we have to live simply.
And
try to live as simply as possible and not spend all our time working and making money or spending time practicing the household activities. Do what's necessary. So part of doing what's necessary, or how to understand what's necessary, is getting help from other grihasthas.
Also, this
grihastha lifestyle means to cultivate relationships with other grihasthas where we can support each other in that process. So I've seen. See, the thing is, in material life or in material responsibility, especially if you have a job, the tendency is if you're somewhat successful, then you get more opportunities in that same direction. Material success brings more opportunities for more material success.
And
pretty soon you find yourself spending all time just making money and taking care of household affairs, and then Krishna is just like some idea, that's about all. We forget about Krishna, or we just come on Sunday and take the feast and go home or something like that. That means that we need to adjust. We need to adjust our life in such a way that we can practice it more effectively. We have to actually have an enthusiasm to practice Krishna. And if our material life is dampening our enthusiasm, adjust that. We've been in this material world for so many births. We're trying to develop our love for Krishna. We're trying to go back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, that is the most important thing. That is the principle that we live for, and we do everything for. Our material activities are meant to support our spiritual life, not that our material activities are meant to take away from our spiritual life. They're meant to support it. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, Shrama Evahi Kevalam, it's a useless waste of time.
If you gain the whole world
and you lose your soul, what's the
use? Ako dobijete cijeli svijet i izgubite dušu, koja je korist?
It's not easy.
Nije lako.
Therefore, we need advice, association, direction,
druženje,
and understanding what it means to be a
grihasta.
And live as simply as possible.
Živite jednostavno, što je moguće jednostavno.
I was talking to one devotee today. He was telling me his schedule. And he's a grihasta.
On je grihasta.
And it's amazing what he can do as a grihasta.
On
he has enough time for
cheering.
He has time for chanting.
Vremena za mantranje,
he has enough
za čitanje,
time. He also
ima
does his work.
Vremena za svoj posao.
Like that. So he's in somewhat satisfied with his spiritual practice.
Zadovoljan sa svojom duhovnom
praksom. But it's an endeavor.
Ali mora se truditi.
But Krishna will help.
Da li Krishna to
pomaže? Krishna will give us the
intelligence. Će nam dati inteligenciju kako da to.
We have to be very careful
izvršimo.
Not to get too much over involved.
Postanemo
and
previše
making
angažirani
nice material arrangements.
U stvaranje finih aranžmana.
A roof over our head.
Za materijalno
some responsibilities to take care of family.
Moramo se brinuti za svoju obitelj, ispunjavati svoje obaveze, ali onda
Prabhupada said we should try to see the example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda
Thakur was a family
member,
man.
He
had 14 children.
Ima je 14 djece.
And he was a magistrate.
I bio je
but
magistrate.
Whatever he did in his material life,
ali što god je učinio u materijalnom životu,
effectively because of his Krishna consciousness, that he wouldn't spend much time on it.
Zbog njegove svjesnosti Krishna.
He would give his family members maybe an hour a day or so. But in that hour they were so satisfied with that association
they
felt so enlivened.
Da su bili potpuno
inspirirani
njegovim društvom. So
when we come together with our family members, it becomes so wonderful.
Dakle, kad smo mi svjesni Krishna, znači naš odnos sa članima familije, tako ćeš biti izvanredan.
We have to see the example of those who are actually doing it and
trying to be inspired. Trebamo vidjeti primjer onih koji su to već radili i tako postati inspirirani.
I can't give you, it's not like, here's the answer.
Nije
but I can give you something to think about on how
nego to su samo
you can apply certain principles
and practice.
Can I just
think,
what do you think about idea? I will work hard,
ja ću raditi,
lot, and then I will make someday a lot of money.
Napor,
then I will do big, give big donations to
I onda ću zaraditi
family.
Puno novca, onda ću dati veliku donaciju.
What do I think about
šta misliš
that?
O tom
what
prijedlogu?
Do you think about
šta ti misliš o tome?
So
I think no way.
You're not talking about yourself then.
Ti ne govoriš o sebi.
No. Srila, as what was it? Sachi Nandana Maharaj was describing how Srila Prabhupada had so many plans to preach in India.
And
he wanted to collect so much money so he could go to the West and actually begin his preaching. But that wasn't Krishna's plan. So every time, everything Prabhupada did in trying to foster the idea of developing his Krishna consciousness in India and failed.
Krishna had another plan.
So generally, yeah, Krishna doesn't need our big donations. Anyway.
Krishna
is he's Dwarkanath.
Krishna
he's the Lord of Dwarka. He's Dhananjanai. He is conqueror of all wealth.
So
he doesn't need anything.
Ništa mu nije potrebno.
But he wants our devotion.
Ali želi našu devociju.
So that is the thing that is
to
pleasing
to Krishna.
To je stvar koja
zadovoljava Krishnu.
So execute your Krishna consciousness and somehow or other you come across
način.
Some fortune you can offer something.
Ako zaradite bogatstvo, možete
but don't think
ponuditi.
I'm going to make a big fortune and offer to Krishna. You might develop a misfortune in your spiritual
jer
life by trying to become fortunate in
životu.
Material life.
I možete postati možda sretni u duhovnom, u materijalnom životu. Ali to je opasnost.
I don't recommend it.
To ja ne bih preporučio.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions?
Druga pitanja?
Okay, I have some
dobro.
Handouts
ovdje imam
that
neke letke za podijeliti.
And I thought maybe they would be helpful.
Mislio sam da će možda
you can take them with you. One of
biti od određene pomoći.
One of the questions that devotees sometimes struggle with is how to read Prabhupada's books and how to study the books in such a way that we can actually get the maximum benefit. So I have two handouts It's called improving your private study and the study method. It gives you some basic ideas on how to study.
This sounds like something that's interesting.
We want to get the maximum amount of our reading and our association with the philosophy. So this, these handouts give us some basic suggestions on how to arrange your environment, how to approach the books in such a way as you can learn, study, and apply, and actually develop a working knowledge of the philosophy. There's two things. There's gyan, that's theoretical knowledge, and then there's vigyan, which is realized knowledge. So we read, we hear, and it remains somewhat theoretical,
or just philosophical.
When we apply it in a practical way, and then it actually becomes realized. So learning the knowledge is the first step, and applying it is the complete process. So I have some,
maybe
someone can pass these out. I don't know if we have enough for each individual.
We have about
75 copies of each.
Maybe
what we could do is that we could Xerox some more, or maybe someone can get a copy from someone they know and then they can make a copy. So I have about 75 each. Somebody can pass these out. These two different ones here. Be fair now, some for the ladies and some for the men. Don't just give them to the men. And then we also have Srila Prabhupada's instructions on practicing sadhana bhakti. That is, these are, what is the results of performing sadhana bhakti? What is the consequences of not performing sadhana bhakti and the necessity of performing sadhana bhakti? These are all based on Prabhupada's teachings and his letters to different devotees.
So we also have some of these
we can hand out. Maybe someone else can. And then and my last question is, how many devotees actually live in a temple
here?
How
many devotees live in a temple?
Keep your hands up. How many devotees are actually living in temples? Maybe about 20? No, 25. I have one more handout. It's for only for temple devotees.
And
it's actually an article, maybe you've seen it.
To je jedan članak,
it's called A Warm Bed is a Cold Grave. You familiar with this topal article?
Jeste
hladan
it's
the grob. Importance of going to Mangalarti.
To je govori o važnosti.
So someone can hand these out to devotees who live in temples.
Može podijeliti baktama koji žive u
hramu. This will increase your enthusiasm to je za, go to Mangalarti. And tomorrow we'll speak exclusively on the importance of chanting and how to improve one's Krishna consciousness through chanting. What's next on the program?
Arti?
Gaur Arti is next.